Before the coronavirus, the biggest health crisis on the minds of many city officials and public health experts was the opioid epidemic. Philadelphia has the highest overdose rate of any big city in America. While the pandemic might have eclipsed the conversation around the opioid crisis, it's only made life harder for those struggling with addiction. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Most mornings before the city shut down, Ed would head into a nearby McDonald's to brush his teeth, wash his face, and buy a cup of coffee when he could. He would bounce between shelters and try to get a shower in. But once the pandemic hit Philadelphia, businesses and shelters closed. He even tried to get into treatment, but they weren't taking new people.
I'll be honest, man. I really don't sleep too much, man. Every 4 or 5 days, I'll get some, a couple of hours.
He's still living on the streets and struggling with addiction, which is why we aren't using his last name.
I stay with friends that are also in my situation. They got some tents set up down on the train tracks. It's a nice little setup.
People in Ed's situation are exactly who Rosalind Pichardo wants to help. Before the pandemic, Pichardo would hit the streets of Philadelphia's Kensington neighborhood with a bag full of Narcan, the opioid overdose reversal drug.
Dollars of ice, dollars of crystal.
She'd hand it out to people using drugs, selling drugs, anyone who wanted it. At her last count, Pichardo had personally reversed almost 400 overdoses.
Thank you, love. I'll see you around. Yep, you too.
I remember saving him.
Really?
Yeah. In front of the storefront.
When the stay-at-home order went into effect, Pichardo and others knew that would mean more people using alone and fewer first responders out on the street to revive them if they overdosed. So they gave out even more Narcan. The nation's largest syringe exchange, Prevention Point, said that for the first month of Philadelphia's stay-at-home order, it handed out almost twice as much Narcan as usual. Philly's fatal overdose rate during the pandemic is about what it was this time last year. Pichardo worries that with all the Narcan on the streets, that just means people are using more. On a recent day, she says she reversed 3 people who'd overdosed, while 2 police officers stood by and watched.
I don't know. I guess they got their hands full with crime or whatever. I don't expect them to give them rescue breaths if they don't want to, but at least administer the life-saving drug. There's a social distance to a limit. I think when someone's life is in jeopardy, that they're worth saving. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't watch people die.
For those who are ready to give recovery a try, loosened federal restrictions make medications that curb opioid cravings and stem withdrawal easier to get. A group of volunteers is giving cell phones to people coming out of jail so they can be prescribed those drugs using telehealth. And now they can renew their prescriptions every month instead of every week to decrease traffic at the pharmacy. Ben Cocciaro is a doctor who treats people with substance use disorder.
So if we find that these relaxed restrictions are bringing more people to the table, then that presents enormous ethical questions about whether or not the DEA should reinstate these restrictive policies that they had going in the first place.
Cocciaro says the whole point of addiction treatment is to make help easy to get as soon as someone is ready for it. He hopes if we can make it happen in a pandemic, we can afterwards too. For NPR News, I'm Nina Feldman in Philadelphia.